Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And today we're going to be talking about a kind of exotic food. But before we begin, Anna, let me ask you, what is the most exotic food, the most weird or strange food that you've ever tried?
The most strange food I've ever tried?
Yeah, it could be anything, anywhere, or maybe you don't like, strange food.
I don't really like strange food, but I really like Thai food.
Thai food, okay, that's pretty exotic. And you can get some strange exotic things in Thailand too. For example, on my last trip to Thailand, I ate bugs.
Bugs?
Bugs, insects. That was one of the most exotic things I ever had. I had cockroaches.
Oh.
I had spiders.
Oh.
That's fairly exotic, I would say. Don't worry, they were cooked, they were barbecued, and they were quite crunchy and delicious. But
really?
Don't worry, everybody. Today we're not talking about eating bugs. We're talking about eating something much, much more delicious. It's Turkish ice cream.
Mm,
no bugs in
there. Right.
So let's go ahead and read through today's article, and then Anna and I will be back. Reading.
The magic of Turkish ice cream.
When trying to grab your first cone of Turkish ice cream, you'll likely find it slipping through your fingers. This special treat, known as dondurma, is served by men who like to entertain their customers before feeding them. The vendors use long metal paddles to stir and scoop the sticky ice cream, but also to tease. With one quick move of the paddle, the ice cream cone becomes either empty, upside down, or just out of reach. Dondurma sellers are so skilled at fooling people that each sale looks like a magic trick. They can spin the ice cream around without it flying off because of two special ingredients, salep flour and mastic gum. These additions make dondurma stretchy and slow melting. As people attempt to snatch dondurma, they can't help but look forward to finally tasting this sweet dessert. Since it is slow to melt, Turkish ice cream also keeps its taste in the mouth just a little longer. Try to get your hands on this fun and delicious treat before summer ends.
Okay, today's article starts off by saying, when trying to grab your first cone of Turkish ice cream, you'll likely find it slipping through your fingers. So ice cream, when we eat it, it usually comes in a cone. The cone is like the container that the ice cream comes in, and you can eat it as well. It's what we call edible, E-D-I-B-L-E. But sometimes you'll find this Turkish ice cream slipping through your fingers. If something is slipping through your fingers, it means that it's hard to hold on to, like it's slippery or something like that.
Right. 所以当我们吃冰淇淋的时候啊，其实我们大概很多人都喜欢把冰淇淋装到 cone, C-O-N-E, 甜筒里面。当然这个甜筒最后也是可以吃的啦 ,edible。不过呢，如果你真的想要吃土耳其冰淇淋的话，你可能会发现啊，它会从你的指缝当中溜走哦。我们今天看到这个 slipping, 其实就是溜或者是滑的意思。
Now this special treat, known as dondurma, is served by men who like to entertain their customers before feeding them. So when you go to get Turkish ice cream, you don't just get a meal or dessert, you get a little bit of a show as well, because the people serving it, the men, they like to entertain their customers.
Right. 所以其实啊，我们在买这个土耳其冰淇淋的时候，为什么土耳其冰淇淋会从指缝溜走呢？因为如果你还记得，有时候新闻也会报，或者是呢，我记得在淡水也有一家，他已经开很久的卖土耳其冰淇淋，这个老板常常会啊跟他的顾客开玩笑。不过在这句话当中呢，其实我们看到两个关系子句。第一个关系子句是简化的关系子句， 也就是 known as。 所谓的 known as 前面呢其实少了 which is。 那么第二个关系子句就在句子的后面，从 man 后面的 who 一直到句尾的地方。
Now, how did the men serving Don Derma entertain the customers? Well, the vendors used long metal paddles to stir and scoop the sticky ice cream, but also to tease. So they perform like tricks with these metal paddles. They stir and scoop the ice cream in creative ways, but they also tease people as well. To tease means to sort of...bug or annoy somebody, but in kind of a kind-hearted or light-hearted way. They're not being mean or they're not, trying to hurt anybody's feelings, but they're just kind of playing little jokes on people.
对啊，所以其实后面这里的 tease 就是跟某人开玩笑的意思。他不是真的故意要，让你很生气，但是是要跟你开玩笑 ,tease you.不过在这句话当中，我们看到的老板其实就是 vendor, V-E-N-D-O-R 这个字。当然我们知道老板就会用一个长长的搅拌棒，或者是像划船用的桨，都用这个字叫做 paddle, P-A-D-D-L-E。 那么当然如果把冰淇淋摇起来这个动作的话，则用的是 scoop, S-C-O-O-P。
With one quick move of the paddle, the ice cream cone becomes either emptyupside down or just out of reach. So imagine you're standing there in front of the Turkish ice cream or Don Derma cart, and they pretend like they're handing you the ice cream cone, but then they use the paddle and all of a sudden the cone is empty or they're handing it to you the wrong way. It's upside down, so the ice cream is actually facing down towards the ground, or it's just out of your reach. So you reach, you try to grab the ice cream cone, but they pull it back just enough so that you can't get it. So that's how they kind of tease or play games with the customers.
对啊，所以有时候老板跟你开玩笑是故意要把冰淇淋给你，然后又让你拿不到。这个拿不到呢，我们现在看到的是 out of reach, out of reach。那因为这个 ice cream 它是非常的黏的 sticky， 所以有时候这个老板就用这个 paddle 让它上上下下的啊，或者是突然让你拿不到哦。
Don Derma sellers are so skilled at fooling people that each sale looks like a magic trick. So they're not only just selling food to people, they also perform these magic tricks.A trick is what something does to you when they make something seem like something else, or they kind of fool you in some way. You might have seen magicians on TV, and magician is spelled M-A-G-I-C-I-A-N. Those are people who say they can do magic. They can make something disappear, or they can make something appear before your eyes that wasn't there before. That's kind of what the Don Derma sellers do.They try to give you the ice cream, but then all of a sudden it's somewhere else, it's out of reach, it's upside down, and it's kind of like their own little magic trick.
对啊，就有点像在变魔术一样。所以有时候呢，我们在看到这个卖土耳其冰淇淋的老板把东西，也就是你买的冰淇淋变不见的时候，这个时候可以称为是一个 trick。Trick 其实有某一种技巧或伎俩的意思。如果是变魔术的话，常常会用 magic trick。不过在这句话当中有一个句型可以抓出来 so that 的句型，如此的以至于什么样的结果产生，所以这些卖土耳其冰淇淋的老板是如此的会捉弄人，如此的喜欢跟大家开玩笑，以至于每卖一只冰淇淋就好像在变魔术一样哦。
So what makes them able to do all these tricks with ice cream? Well, it has to do with what is in the ice creamThey can spin the ice cream around without it flying off because of two special ingredients, salep flour and mastic gum. So these are the ingredients that sort of hold the ice cream together so it doesn't fly all around and, you know, splatter all over everybody. It makes it stick together so it doesn't fly off and, you know, just annoy people, get in people's clothes or their hair.That's what makes them able to do all these crazy tricks with ice cream.
因为其实在冰淇淋当中啊，有一些很特别的成分 ,ingredient, 才会让这个 ice cream 那么黏 ,sticky。那这里面的成分呢，就是 Celeb flour, 如果你去查字典的话，可能会发现它是什么蓝金粉啊，什么一种面粉类的。那么后面的 mastic gum, 它其实是一种乳香脂，所以这两种成分 ,these two ingredients, make the ice cream sticky.
These additions make Donderma stretchy and slow melting. An addition, an easy way to remember what addition means, is to look at the first three letters, A-D-D.When you add something to something else, it means you're putting something with something else. So addition just means that, well, you have ice cream and then you put this salep flour and mastic gum into the ice cream. You add it to the ice cream. That makes the Donderma stretchy, meaning you can sort of pull it apart, but it won't come all the way apart.And it's also slow melting. That's one of the things about ice cream. It melts when it's hot outside. And of course, we always enjoy ice cream when it's hot during the summer months. So if it's slow melting, it won't turn into liquid too quickly.
That's right. 所以其实像我们刚刚讲的这些特别的 ingredients, 这些成分就是额外在添加在一般的 ice cream 里头的。所以当然我们额外添加什么什么东西的时候，这个动作其实是 add, A-D-D。像 Joe 刚才特别有提说，如果我们把什么什么添在什么什么上面，在英文当中其实你可以用 add A to B, 把 A 添加在 B 上 ,add A to B, to to 是介系词。所以这里的名词 addition, 其实指的就是一些额外的添加物。当然我们刚刚讲的这些 ingredients, 这些成分就会让土耳其冰淇淋 stretchy, 很有延展性。而且呢融化的也很慢哦。后面的 slow melting, 其中我们把动词的 melt 抓出来，它就是固体变成液体融化的意思。
As people attempt to snatch Donderma, they can't help but look forward to finally tasting this sweet dessert.Let's start off by explaining the word attempt. Attempt to do something. That just means that you are trying to do something. You're not sure if you will succeed or if you will fail, but you are going to try. And what are they trying to do? Well, they are trying to snatch Donderma. To snatch means to grab or to take something from someone else. So you're going to buy some Donderma.But the guy won't let you take it, so you're trying to snatch it from him. But he's moving it over here, over there, keeping it out of reach, and you just want to finally taste the sweet dessert.
对啊，其实这样很坏，因为很想吃冰的时候就是很想要吃，然后呢，冰淇淋还被老板这样弄来弄去，一直吃不到。Anyways, 当然我们都很想要赶快抓住这个冰淇淋，所以我们这个意愿跟企图做某事，在英文当中其实有一个动词叫做 attempt。它的用法是 attempt to do something。那当然我们很想要赶快拿到冰淇淋，但是我们就会忍不住的 can't help but do something。要做什么呢？很期待想要吃冰淇淋。后面有一个片语叫做 look forward to something。to 介系词期待什么什么的意思。
Since it is slow to melt, Turkish ice cream also keeps its taste in the mouth just a little longer.So it melts a little bit slower than normal ice cream, meaning we get to enjoy the flavor just a little bit longer. So try to get your hands on this fun and delicious treat before summer ends. To get your hands on something just means you are able to get something. Perhaps it is something that you buy or just something that you get or borrow from somebody else. But to get your hands on something just means to get or obtain something.
最后面这边啊有一个 since, 其实在英文当中的 since, 除了我们很常用的自从什么什么时间以后到现在为止之外，它还有另外一个功能，就等于连接词的 because, 所以后面这两句话的因为啊它融得很慢，所以土耳其冰淇淋其实它的味道在口腔里面可以停留比较久哦。那当然最后就是我们很期待的 get your hands on something,当然字面上就是把东西弄到你的手上，它是不是就是把东西弄到手的意思呢？赶快来看看今天的 shortcut for you。
shortcut for you。
Hey Chris, Why are you standing here in this long line?
I'm trying to get my hands on a new smartphone.
If you want to touch the phones with your hand, you have to go inside the store.
To get one's hands on something means to succeed in obtaining something.
I got it. Get one's hands on something means 得到将什么什么拿到手。
Yes, I'm having difficulty getting my hands on this new phone because it's super popular.
You mean this iPhone X?
Yes, that's the one. How did you get your hands on one?
I'm not telling you.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase, get your hands on something. Well, that brings us to the end of today's article all about Turkish ice cream, which is a great summer treat. There are a few different places you can grab it around Taiwan. If you happen to be in Taipei, I know you can get it out in Danshui if you want to head out there along the boardwalk there where there's lots of snacks and some great summer treats out there as well. Well, that's all the time we have for the article today, but now it's time for You Chat. For You Chat. Okay, today's For You Chat question for Anna is, what is your favorite summer snack?
My favorite summer snacks?
Snacks? Okay, more than one.
More than one. Fruits, iced tea, and you know, shaved ice?
Shaved ice, that is very, very good in the summer. Especially, I love mango shaved ice. That's my favorite.
芒果冰可是很贵耶。
It's delicious and it cools you off too. That's the great thing about summer snacks. It has to taste good, of course. Anna mentioned some healthy stuff in there, some fruits.
Right.
That's good too, any time of year. But I love ice cream. I love shaved ice. That has to be my favorite, I would say, because it's cool and you don't get so hot in Taiwan during the summer. 35, 40 degrees. You need something cool. Cool drinks as well. What's your favorite cool drink during the summer?
Iced tea.
Iced tea. Just plain iced tea?
Plain iced tea.
Plain iced tea. That's a classic.
Well, what about you?
I would have to go with, I like fresh juice, fresh fruit juice. And of course, everywhere in Taiwan, you can go to a juice stand and they've got, you know, like kiwi juice, orange juice, apple juice, all made with fresh fruit. So I like that. Throw a little bit of ice in there and I am a happy guy in the summer. All right. You guys can go ahead and discuss this amongst yourselves as well. What is your favorite summer snack? As for us, we are right out of time on English for You for today, but please do join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Anna.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The magic of Turkish ice cream.
When trying to grab your first cone of Turkish ice cream, you'll likely find it slipping through your fingers. This special treat, known as Donderma, is served by men who like to entertain their customers before feeding them. The vendors use long metal paddles to stir and scoop the sticky ice cream, but also to tease. With one quick move of the paddle, the ice cream cone becomes either empty, upside down, or just out of reach. Donderma sellers are so skilled at fooling people that each sale looks like a magic trick. They can spin the ice cream around without it flying off because of two special ingredients, salep flour and mastic gum. These additions make Donderma stretchy and slow melting. As people attempt to snatch Donderma, they can't help but look forward to finally tasting this sweet dessert. Since it is slow to melt, Turkish ice cream also keeps its taste in the mouth just a little longer. Try to get your hands on this fun and delicious treat before summer ends.
Vocabulary Review.
Slip. K Kevin slipped while running on the wet floor. Tease. The man teased his dog by holding up a piece of meat, then hiding it. Trick. Susie played a trick on her brother by putting a fake spider in his shoes. Addition. Chocolate and banana make great additions to waffles. Attempt. The hikers attempted to walk up the tall mountain even though it was dangerous.